This is Larry London with more of the world's biggest hits after this news update on VOA 1.
I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Nigeria's next president takes aim at Boko Haram. President-elect Muhammadu Buhari says his government will spare no effort to defeat the Islamist group Boko Haram. Mr. Buhari spoke in Abuja Wednesday, just hours after Nigeria's Electoral Commission officially named him the winner of the presidential election. Foreign leaders are praising Mr. Buhari and outgoing President Goodluck Jonathan for ensuring the election was peaceful. VOA's Peter Clottey says efforts are already underway to ensure a smooth transition to a new administration.
Next is the transitional period, and both camps have set up teams to begin the transitional phase. But they are yet to begin work, although the insiders from both parties tell me the teams have been constituted and they are still trying to establish or fine-tune their team to begin working to have a smooth transition.
VOA's Peter Clottey. Niger's president, Mahamadou Issoufou, says the end of Boko Haram is near. He spoke with VOA Tuesday during a visit to Washington. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry will stay in Switzerland at least one more day to participate in nuclear talks with Iran. A State Department spokesman said progress has been made in the talks. Negotiators from Iran and six other nations met all day Wednesday to close the remaining gaps in a framework agreement. They hope to agree on an arrangement to curb Iran's nuclear program in exchange for sanctions relief. The two sides missed a Tuesday deadline but agreed to keep talking. For more on that story, check out our website. It's voanews.com. This is VOA News. Iraqi forces battled Islamic State fighters for control of the last remaining pockets in the strategic city of Tikrit. A government official tells VOA he expects Iraqi forces to completely retake the city within hours. He said coalition airstrikes are still underway in Tikrit. Iraqi forces pushed toward central Tikrit and took control of key areas Tuesday in the northern Iraqi city. An explosion at a dairy in western Yemen killed at least 35 people Wednesday. The cause of the blast has not been determined. There were conflicting reports on whether Saudi-led airstrikes or anti-government fighters were responsible. International aid groups are expressing alarm after the rising number of civilian casualties in Yemen's conflict. The United Nations said 93 civilians have been killed and 364 wounded in the first 5 days of the now week-old airstrikes. U.S. President Barack Obama has lifted an 18-month weapons freeze on Egypt. The move clears the way for the delivery of 12 F-16 aircraft, 20 Harpoon missiles, and up to 125 M1A1 Abrams tanks that had been held from the Egyptian military following a popularly backed coup. Mr. Obama assured Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi he also supports the full $1.3 billion in annual U.S. military assistance to Egypt, according to a White House statement issued on Tuesday. President Obama signed an executive order Wednesday authorizing new economic sanctions on cyber attackers. The move is aimed at penalizing foreign individuals and state-owned companies that have targeted key American businesses and consumers. Mr. Obama said cyber attacks pose one of the most serious economic and national security challenges to the United States. In recent months, U.S. businesses have sustained several high-profile cyber attacks, including intrusion into the consumer credit card records for millions of customers at a major healthcare insurer, a hardware store chain, and a clothing retailer. The chief executive of German airline Lufthansa says it will take a long time to determine what led a co-pilot to crash a jetliner into the French Alps, killing all 150 people aboard. Lufthansa CEO Carsten Spohr paid his final respects to the victims Wednesday at the site of the March 24th crash. Spohr ignored a barrage of questions from reporters about why the airline certified the co-pilot, 27-year-old Andreas Lubitz, as fit to fly, even though Lubitz had revealed a previous depressive episode. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.